This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River, and I'm on the phone with Canadian country superstar Tim Hicks. He's going to be playing the Rise with Glowing Hearts concert on April 27th at the Meridian Center in St. Catharines, which also features Loverboy and Posey on the bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real well. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. And speaking of the Rise with Glowing Hearts concert, it's being held to mark 100 days to go before the Niagara 2022 Canada Summer Games. Would you say you're a big sports fan?
Well, you caught me off guard with that one. I'm going to be a big sports fan as I'm hanging out at the Canada Games, that's for sure. And I love especially events like this that are sort of a national events, like, for instance, you know, when Team Canada plays in any sporting event, we're glued to the television. So it's going to be a lot of fun to be on the sidelines of this whole thing as it happens in Niagara this year. It's very exciting.
Are there any sports in particular that you're especially looking forward to seeing?
I'm just honestly just looking forward to seeing the entire thing. I'm not a sports aficionado when it comes to events like this, but I always find them entertaining to watch, and it's certainly exciting that it's happening in our hometown and in our home area this year.
And athletes competing at the Niagara 2022 Canada Summer Games, they're really at the start of their career, and like a musician would do at the start of their career, they've really got to work hard at their craft in order to make a name for themselves. So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges you faced early on, and what would be your advice to the athletes?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you just got to keep going. I think that's the biggest thing, is just trying to tune out the naysayers and just put your shoulder down and be in it, and do your absolute best to hone your craft. You know, it's like you said, it's very much the same in music. I was a working musician for 18 years before I ever had a song on the radio. So I'm sure it's the exact same for the athletes, you know, coming to town to compete. I'm sure they've been doing it since they were small. And I'm sure that they are super excited to be involved in an event like this.
Yeah, definitely. I bet. And being on the stage and, you know, live music, it's coming back after the pandemic,
yes,
the shutdown of concerts. How excited are you to be hitting the stage again?
Oh, my God. So excited. This will be our first big show this year. And it's the first concert held at the Meridian Center in over 2 years. So I'm honored to be a part of that. And, you know, on the same bill as Loverboy, who I grew up listening to, covered some of their songs in bars for years and years. So that part's going to be great. And Posey, she's just such a creative, talented young lady. So I'm very much looking forward to being on a bill with those two, which is kind of neat too, because it's not that often that we get to do shows that are sort of cross genre. You know, typically I'm on with two or three other country acts. So this show is especially special because, you know, we get to be on with a rock act and with an indie act, and that part about it is especially cool.
And can I ask what Loverboy songs you covered?
We always did Working for the Weekend, of course.
Of course.
That's the big one, right? Yeah. So I can't wait to tell Mike Reno that.
Oh, excellent. I actually interviewed him not too long ago, and he seems like a pretty cool guy.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Yeah, I've never met those guys. I'm really looking forward to shaking their hands. So it should be a fun night for sure.
Now, you're from the St. Catharines area, so what do you like best about playing in your hometown?
Mostly that, you know, my friends and family can come and then it's accessible, you know what I mean? Like, it's oftentimes we're on the road, an airplane ride away, you know, big show in Calgary or a big show in PEI. And so, for instance, at a show that we get to do in hometown, my grandmother gets to come, my aunts all get to come, my mother's going to be there, you know what I mean? That's the most fun, is sort of getting to do our thing and show off a bit in front of our friends and family. My drummer, Rob Wells, is from St. Catharines as well, so there's a lot of connection to the area. And all the other guys are from, you know, Golden Horseshoe, Hamilton and Toronto area. So, you know, it's as local as it gets for us.
Excellent. And I bet your family's going to be watching the Juno Awards this year, because you're up for Country Album of the Year at this year's awards.
Yeah.
You're up against the Recklaws, Brett Kissel, Dean Brody, Tennille Arts. What do you think your chances are?
I think that my chances of winning the award are pretty slim, but that's a talk for another day. But I'm, you know, for me, the win is just being invited to the party and being nominated, especially for Campfire Troubadour, because I recorded my tracks for it in my home studio in St. Catharines. So that makes it extra special.
Excellent. A nice little local connection there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Say hi to the team, and we'll see you on April 27th.
I certainly will. This is Linda Morgan for More FM and the River. That was Tim Hicks. He's going to be playing the Rise with Glowing Hearts concert April 27th at the Meridian Center with Loverboy and Posey, and tickets can be bought on Ticketmaster.